FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Behind cover, death toll rises. I'm Elliot Francis. Residents in Puerto Rico are being told to seek shelter with Cat 5 Hurricane Maria just hours from landfall. John Lawrence reports.
Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello is pleading for people to stay safe and stay indoors.
All indications are that this is going to be devastating and catastrophic.
Tens of thousands of people there are still without power because of Hurricane Irma, which hit earlier this month. Hurricane Maria has already claimed at least one life and caused significant damage. That includes Dominica, where Maria was the strongest hurricane ever recorded on the island. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
That storm expected to make landfall later this morning. Well, in Mexico, more than 200 are dead, the result of a violent 7.1 magnitude earthquake that struck there Tuesday. Speaking through an interpreter, here's Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto.
This is very hurtful for our country. We Mexicans have very difficult consequences because of other earthquakes in the past, and we have been able to respond with our own giving ourselves with responsibility and with integrity.
Some senators reacting to President Trump's tough words on North Korea during his address at the UN Tuesday.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Ben Cardin, did not hear President Trump's speech at the United Nations Live, but what he'd heard and read was enough to make him uncomfortable with a line about totally destroying North Korea and calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man.
In a speech before the United Nations, that's not an appropriate statement, and it just adds more challenges to a situation that's already very dangerous.
Cardin said he was not prepared to comment on the president's wholesale criticism of the Iran nuclear deal, which Cardin technically voted against in a resolution when President Obama finalized it. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The GOP in a down-to-the-wire push to repeal Obamacare. Lawmakers have until the end of the month to pass a bill with just Republicans voting for it. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The two major party candidates in the Virginia governor's race met in debate shown on television statewide last night. Republican Ed Gillespie and Democrat Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam did both condemn the protests in Charlottesville involving white supremacists last month, but they offered different solutions on what to do with the state's Confederate statues.
And when you're on the side of preserving the institution, the evil institution of slavery, you're on the wrong side of history. But our history is our history.
Gillespie said the statues should remain in place with context added to explain that history. As for Northam?
Personally, I would think that the statues would be better placed in museums with certainly historical context, but I am leaving that up to the localities.
A man from Kyrgyzstan has been arrested for using a penny to scratch up the Lincoln Memorial. The man scrawled a series of letters on one of the pillars, causing damage that prosecutors say cannot be fully removed. The scratches are difficult to see, and they can be treated with polish in a process that could cost around $2,000. Police say the 21-year-old suspect was a student in the D.C. area. A heads up if your commute takes you down 270 to the Beltway split.
Work is getting started on a $100 million construction project along I-270 to help deal with the increasing number of vehicles using the road. Charlie Gishler's with Maryland State Highways.
This work was going to be eliminating that existing left lane drop where I-270 meets I-495.
This will mean some lanes will be closed on I-270 south from 10 a.m. through the overnight hours, and I-495 west, the work will take place Sunday through Thursday from 9 p.m. through 5 a.m. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The ribbon will be cut this afternoon on the project that brings hot lanes to I-66 inside the Beltway by the end of the year. Single drivers will be able to pay a toll to use those lanes in rush hour, while carpools will continue to ride for free. But Virginia officials are pushing new transit programs that are also part of the project, including enhanced regional bus service and expanded bike share options. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,370, the NASDAQ at 64,61. In sports, the Nats reach several milestones in a win over the Braves, 100 RBI for Ryan Zimmerman, a club record for steals for Trey Turner, and 250 strikeouts for the fourth straight year for Max Scherzer as he chases a second straight Cy Young Award. Also, a wild pitch scores the game's only run in the 11th for the Red Sox as they beat the O's at Camden Yards. WMAL News Times 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters, the overnight work zone, the culprit of our early delays as you push south near 109. But literally just moments ago, they stopped all traffic. I watched them get all the cones out of the travel lanes. And now both lanes are open here as you make that exit toward 109. Nonetheless, though, still about 25 minutes from Urbana to 109 early start with the slowdown. Also, leaving Brandywine, have had a work project as well. They're trying to wrap everything up, but I'm seeing delays is on 5 northbound, right as you pass Akakik Road, so be prepared for that. And otherwise, good. Around the Beltway, no problems. In from the west, checking out fine. 95-395 off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Jose does stay away as clouds continue to go away also as high pressure builds in. Any overcast will quickly become clear, so we head on through today, mainly sunny. At a high of warm 88 degrees, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 in Leesburg, 69 in Greenbelt, 71 at Reagan National. Jimmy Kimmel says the GOP senator who promised to protect health care for families lied to his face about it. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Well, good Wednesday morning. Boy, do we have a show for you today at 6:35. Cal Thomas is back. He'll give us his take on the Graham Cassidy bill and President Trump's speech to the UN. 7:15, Corey Lewandowski will talk to us about the president's America First speech at the UN, and followed up by Ambassador John Bolton. Yesterday, he said it was the best speech President Trump has ever given. So we'll delve into that with him. And at 8:05, Stephen Farnsworth, he's a political science professor, and he'll go over last night's Virginia gubernatorial debate. Full packed show. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. You'd think John Bolton would have saved his analysis for today, but no, he had to go and tell Fox News yesterday that he thought it was so great. Anyway.
No, I'm done with him.
We'll see what else is left when we talk to John Bolton. Was it a great speech? Did you love the President of the United States' speech yesterday? I think CNN took a few minutes to gather its thoughts after the speech, is my understanding, and they didn't like it. They were not happy with President Trump. They thought he was just mean and stupid, and he came out and he was too rough with the international community. Those snowflakes can't handle this. You're not supposed to plow through that blizzard. You're supposed to be really, really nice to them, and you're supposed to suck up to them. That's the sort of the reaction among people who support President Obama, at least, who thought that yesterday's speech was a little too rough. But did you like it? Were you happy with the speech? What was your favorite moment? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or at WMALDC.
I was pleasantly surprised by the speech yesterday. I have to tell you, he shocked me. I was like, go! Yes! I'm running errands and I'm sitting in my car so I can hear more of it. I'm like, wow, you go, President Trump. I loved it. I was so happy by it. And as you said, Vince, it took CNN a while. So after I listened to the speech, I immediately go to CNN, to the feed from the TV show,
right
from TV, because I love to go and see, because then I can gauge how good it really was based on what their reaction is. And initially, before they really ramped up and got their notes from, as you said, from the DNC, you know, before they got their notes, their talking points, they weren't trashing it. They initially
we're not trashing the speech. Their little group that was sitting there was were saying, well, you know, this was actually, they didn't say it was good, but they didn't say anything bad about it. One person who was there said something about, well, you know, that President Obama started that. It credited President Obama with something that President Trump said because President Obama said it first, you know. So that, wow, if they're comparing what President Trump said to what President Obama said, he nailed this speech. He knocked this out of the ballpark, but they're not going to say it.
Yeah.
They're going to give credit to President Obama, but they're not going to give credit to President Trump. By the time I got home and I turned the TV on again, I always go to CNN or MSNBC just to see what the angle is.
Definitely.
So then I know. So I go back to CNN. They're totally trashy. I'm like, wait a minute. About half an hour ago, you had nothing bad to say about this speech. You credited President Obama with some of this. Now, all of a sudden, it's the worst thing ever. It's dark. It's all these terrible, horrible things. It's like, wow, so it took you a while to ramp up. Okay.
Of course.
Right,
well, when
I get it.
When your network shares one brain, you got to get it back to the set at some point.
That's true.
Marvin, let's go to Marvin in Springfield first up here on Mornings on the Mall. Marvin, we'll play some cuts here of the president's speech in a moment, but let me get your quick reactions to this. We've heard a lot about it now. What do you think?
Reaganist. I was alive when Ronald Reagan gave the speech at the Berlin, tear down this wall.
Yes.
Rocket Man, you know, totally destroyed Korea, North Korea. I think that sends a signal. That sends a real signal telling people that we're going to defend this country and defend it the right way. And I couldn't have been any prouder than to hear my president speak the way he did yesterday.
Marvin, this morning when I was coming in, I was listening again to CNN, and somebody
punishing herself.
Well, no, because I love to see how they think. I love to see what the angle's going to be. And so, of course, it's a replay from something earlier, and someone on set was making the same point you did, but they were making it negatively. I didn't know if I was listening to President Reagan back in the 80s or if I was listening to President Trump.
That's so funny.
And they were spinning it negatively. So, Marvin, the same comparison, but it's so funny what a different spin it was yesterday.
That's all to speak to. But, you know, people want to say something negative. Well, when you're talking to a Republican about comparing somebody with Ronald Reagan, they don't realize that they're giving them a plus up because Ronald Reagan was very difficult to repeat. You know, we've not had a president like that in a long time.
All right. So,
absolutely.
Thank you, Marvin. Marvin, enjoying the strength of yesterday's speech. And real quick, John in Strasburg. John, good morning. What did you think of the president's speech yesterday?
Everything that Marvin said, and wow. I mean, it was probably one of the best 10 political speeches ever given in United States history. It was amazing.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's take a listen to some of this. Absolutely. Thank you, John. I want to let's hear. This is the president yesterday transposing sort of his America First ideology onto the rest of the world and explaining why he cares so much about America First.
As president of the United States, I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first.
Now, I should point out, listen, I mean, the fact that you're getting applause in the UN for a statement that begins with referring to America first, any applause at all, I thought that was momentous. I was like, oh my God, there's like actually people applauding that line. And I thought it was a good way to approach this, which is to say, look, when you hear me talk about making America great again, when you hear me talking about America first, what I'm talking about is a commitment to our sovereignty and to the people who elected me. And all of you should feel the same exact way about your countries.
He said it so eloquently, far better than I was trying to explain it yesterday about how it's America first, but it's in a globalist organization. He put it really well. CNN, though, yesterday said, well, now you know what it sounds like. You know, when someone says, what does it sound like when one hand is clapping? After that, now you know. Because it was just a smattering of clapping. You know? It wasn't like
smattering.
They were like, now you know what one hand clapping sounds like.
It must depend on what network you were watching. It sounded like a lot of applause to me when I heard it yesterday. I was really struck, actually, by the applause.
They could have been standing up and cheering, and CNN would have said this.
Yeah,
same thing.
They never cut to the crowds unless there's protesters. and then I'm going to save this because Nikki Haley, remember last week in the preview of this speech, talked about how there were some hugs, but there were going to be some slaps. And boy, was it slap, 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 slap yesterday. It was slap Ghazi yesterday at the United Nations, because the president went hard after a couple places, to include Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, down the list. And I'm going to play some of this audio for you and also get your reaction here in a moment. I'd love to hear what you thought of this speech and whether you thought the president of the United States represented you well before the international community yesterday. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now. So it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we do have some early volume and due to some road work that was overnight construction south on 270 as you come down toward the exit for 109. And like yesterday morning, that left us with some uneven rough surface there. So it might be a little bit of a struggle. They're just trying to pick up the last of all the cones here. So coming south out of Frederick, just as you pass the Monocacy, that's where the delays begin here for our early birds through Urbana and down to 109. So that's the culprit there. 355 still good, but that will take some of the bailout traffic. Northbound on Route 5, it was also construction overnight. Out of Brandywine after Accokeek Road, still seeing some of the crews out there causing a little bit of slowdown. And a crash in Virginia to watch for on Route 7 eastbound, just after the Georgetown Pike at Reston Avenue. Stayed at the far left to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, partly cloudy skies today, a high of 88 degrees. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 68. Tomorrow, generally sunny, a high of 87 degrees. Right now, the nation's capital, 71, 516 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
President of the United States saying, look, I care about America first, before moving into going after the rogue regimes on our planet, listing them one by one. Here is the President of the United States in Cut 2. He's talking about the scourge of the planet. Let's listen to that.
The scourge of our planet today is a small group of rogue regimes that violate every principle on which the United Nations is based. They respect neither their own citizens nor the sovereign rights of their countries. If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph. When decent people and nations become bystanders to history, the forces of destruction only gather power and strength.
All right, and then he went into North Korea. That's very, very quickly here. This is some of the more contentious parts. This is what the New York Times led with. A lot of news outlets struck by the fact that he's now threatening, if necessary, to destroy North Korea.
No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
Totally destroy? Have the words like that ever been uttered in a UN speech? I mean,
that's true.
And especially by the United States. And you've got, by the way, the visuals of this were incredible. The People's Republic of Korea, or whatever, the North Korean representative, is sitting right in front of the President of the United States. Right in front of the lectern is this seat where this little North Korean dude is just, like, stone-faced. And the camera shots are the drama was amazing. It was so great to watch. And as North Korea just has to sit there and absorb this message from the President of the United States.
And Terry Moran was on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. And the end of his segment with George Stephanopoulos said that that's what you just played right there, that clip that we just played, borders on the threat of committing a war crime.
Okay. Thank you, Terry Moran.
I'm here for comic relief.
I know. You're doing a great job of it this morning. And we've got... So he goes on and uses his new nickname for Kim Jong-un.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
Can you imagine the translators?
The United States is ready willing and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
Like 40 different translators all having to translate Rocket Man at the UN. And they're like, what? Did he just say what? Like, yeah, Rocket Man. Holy crap. What is he talking about? Hopefully that translates well into every language. Let's go to, before we play more for you here, let's go to Duke in West Virginia, who has some thoughts on this. Duke, good morning. What did you think of the president's speech yesterday?
Hey, good morning. This was outstanding. I mean, he spoke truth to power. He called out so many people. I mean, the Rocket Man speech was the best part of it. And maybe David Brock doesn't like it, and the talking points didn't make their way to CNN yet, but he did an outstanding job representing the United States of America.
I think a lot of people had this reaction yesterday, especially, you know, you watch your president go to the UN. The job is not to impress the members of the UN, it's to represent the people of your country. And if that's the assessment, I think the president graded well yesterday because he went and represented the United States in a pretty forceful way. He's like, look, this is what Americans think. This is what Americans care about. UN, for instance, we spend we pay 22% of the UN's budget. 22%, the United States does. So how are you using that money? How about become efficient with it? How about not be a bloated organization that's spending on peacekeeping missions with unclear goals or inefficient uses of our cash? We're spending all this, and meanwhile, India and China are way underfunding based on their share of the world's wealth. And there's a whole host of other countries that are, too. So, and he's, like, brave enough to admit it on a stage in front of these people who normally everyone else is sucking up to, and he's not.
Well, yeah, and this plays into what he said about America First, but said, I represent my country as you represent all of yours. I look out for what is good for my country in the same way that you also look out and represent what is best for your country. So I think the way he couched it and the way he delivered those points were very powerful. And I think he spoke truth to power, but he did it without offending, which made me so happy.
Well, listen to this.
The United States bears an unfair cost burden, but to be fair, if it could actually accomplish all of its stated goals, especially the goal of peace, this investment would easily be well worth it. Major portions of the world are in conflict, and some, in fact, are going to hell.
Going to hell.
I just, more from the president in a moment. 522 here on WMIL.
Did you know that 97% of all home buyers are searching online? That's right, 97%. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we specialize in online real estate marketing and where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $10 million compared to the old-fashioned real estate agents. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Have you been hearing the messages from Ackerman Security and law enforcement veterans Vince Hill and Mike Sands? Hi, I'm Mary Walter, and even though I've been telling you about Ackerman Security, I had no idea that a burglary happens every 15 seconds in America. Why isn't anyone else talking about this? I'm proud of Ackerman for telling it like it is and working with real law enforcement professionals to really do something about it. And that especially includes their new No Theft Guarantee, the only one of its kind offered by any security provider in the country. The No Theft Guarantee literally means that if your home is broken into while your Ackerman security system is armed, Ackerman will pay for 100% of your loss, every single penny. How can they afford to do that? Because a break-in at a home secured by Ackerman virtually never ever happens. But in the rare chance that it does, Ackerman has your back. That's why Ackerman continues to be the sign of real security. Want to know more? Visit NoTheftGuarantee.com for all the details. That's NoTheftGuarantee.com.
This fall, parents across America will be sending children off to college. This is a bittersweet time. I know. I'm one of those parents.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
On the one hand, we're happy and proud. On the other, we're sad and a little nervous. It's important that our kids have the independence they need to grow and mature, but it's also important that we stay in the loop. We want to have access to school, health, and other information. Did you know that we're not entitled to that information under the law? At 18, our kids are adults with all the privacy protections of an adult. But there's good news. There's a solution. We can draft a set of documents for your son or daughter's signature that will assure you the access you need. By the way, if you're a divorced dad, we'll provide these documents at no charge. We know some of you are already struggling to stay informed. You especially need these.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. The content of this ad does not constitute legal advice.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we'll start first in Virginia. Route 7, still checking out accident activity here. Eastbound 7 after the Georgetown Pike. So if you pass the Georgetown Pike coming up to Reston Avenue, stay to the left to get by the incident. Also have an accident in town in Northwest on Connecticut Avenue. Connecticut Avenue between, looks like L Street and M Street for the activity. It's 270. Ooh, it was construction from overnight. They haven't quite wrapped up everything. Again, they're working on this paving project, so trying to pick up the last of the cones, but delays early here out of Frederick and down toward Urbana toward the exit 4109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Jose does stay away as clouds continue to go away also as high pressure builds in. The overcast will become clear as we head on through today, mainly sunny. At a high of warm 88 degrees, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140% and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
So things are not efficient over at the UN. I think we've got a radical Islamic terrorism clip here. This is cut seven. Is that what we just played there, Mike? Okay. The title not matching up with the audio. That's all right. The president of the United States did mention radical Islamic terror yesterday, which is funny. This is so weird that it's even controversial, but it was controversial. He decided to mention radical Islamic terror, and the reaction to that was like, how could he use that phrase in the UN?
Well, I believe President Obama never used it, but I don't believe President Bush ever used that at the UN either. I believe, and I could be wrong, that was the first time that a president has used that term in a speech at the UN. That is what I think I heard this morning when I was coming in. There was criticism of that, of course, you know, as you would expect. Like, how dare he say? Not even George Bush used that term at the UN.
There was some pearl clutching going on. We'll have a reaction this morning from a range of people. 6:35, Cal Thomas reacting to this. 7:15, Corey Lewandowski joins us, and then at 7:35, Ambassador John Bolton, former UN Ambassador John Bolton. All ahead. 5:28 now on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Last year, corporate data breaches were up by 40%. Now they're increasing at a record pace. So what can you do about it? Well, you can take a wait-and-see approach, or you can take action now with Experian by getting a free dark web scan to see if your email is on the dark web. Because that's where data gets bought and sold after a data breach occurs. Go to Experian.com/scan to get started. It takes less than a minute, and it's totally free. That's Experian.com/scan.
It's 2017, so the points don't matter. Another school taking a run at getting rid of your child's grading system. It's all ahead. We'll tell you about it. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The death toll has climbed to well over 200 in Mexico's latest earthquake. Volunteers and soldiers worked overnight digging and tunneling to reach survivors at a collapsed school where at least 25 were killed. Voices can be heard coming from the rubble, but so far only bodies have been found there. More than 10,000 people are in shelters in Puerto Rico, where residents await Hurricane Maria and its 155-mile-an-hour winds.
Hurricane Maria is pounding the Caribbean about 2 weeks after Hurricane Irma did the same. A state of emergency was declared for Puerto Rico, where storm chaser Mike Tice is.
This has just been an incredible hurricane season. All these beautiful islands in the Caribbean are getting devastated.
Meteorologists say some areas could see at least 2 feet of rain from the storm. Maria has already claimed at least one life in Guadalupe, where a man was killed by a fallen tree. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The storm's eyewall is expected to make landfall at around 8 this morning. Cleanup from Hurricane Irma is well underway in Florida with some local help.
More than 20 National Park Service employees from the D.C. metro area have been dispatched to South Florida to help out in Irma's aftermath. NPS spokesperson Mike Litterist is among them.
We're working on a variety of different things. First and foremost, we're here to assist National Park Service employees.
They're also doing damage assessment to figure out what needs to be done long term to repair and rebuild the parks.
And then we're also helping with emergency stabilization, you know, getting roads open.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A woman's been arrested and charged with stealing several thousand dollars from the Queen of Apostles Church in Alexandria. Police say 53-year-old Sandra Coates had been volunteering to count the money from the collection plate, and she was pocketing it, too. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,370, the Nasdaq at 6,461. In sports, brought to you by Indeed.com, the Nats beat the Braves on Max Scherzer's 15th win of the year, and a wild pitch scores the game's only run in the 11th for the Red Sox as they beat the O's at Camden Yards. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk about selling your home. All sellers have certain things in common. They want top dollar. They want to move as easy as possible. Wouldn't you like to have the assurance of a guaranteed sale and an easy move? You can. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. In writing. If you're a home seller working with the Reynolds team, they may already have your home sold to one of their 5,500 ready home buyers in their waiting program. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. That's what Roger and Angela did. They called the Reynolds team. Using their database of ready buyers and pre-marketing their home, Debbie and Sarah sold their home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. Don't work with the agent that doesn't have anyone looking to buy homes. Get the Reynolds team working for you. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million people who believe the American dream is still alive. That's why we're doing something to make it more attainable. We put our earnings back into lower rates on mortgages for members all across America. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
There's no way around it.
Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard Gutter System. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters, early delays, and that's from the overnight work zone. Looks like things have been wrapped up here southbound as you approach the exit for 109, but be prepared right as you merge off of 70. See the brake lights up ahead. It's just a bit of a struggle to get past the Urbana and down to 109. Better news in Brandywine. That work zone has cleared and the delays cleared out. So we're in good shape here northbound on 5 after Accokeek Road with lanes open. Virginia, also good. Route 7 past the Georgetown Pike. That accident's been wrapped up, and I'm not seeing any delays. Do watch in northwest Connecticut Avenue. The incident is going to be Connecticut Avenue between L and M Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a little patch of overcast around this morning. Jose well to the east of us and staying away and moving north eventually. We'll go through the day with a little cloud around, run through the afternoon hours with high temperatures in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 59 in Gainesville, 68 in Kensington, 71 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 6:35, Cal Thomas joins us. He'll have a lot to say on that big UN speech yesterday. You know who else will have a lot to say on that subject? Corey Lewandowski joins us at 7:15 this morning. Man knows a lot about President Trump. Spent a lot of time with the guy. Ambassador John Bolton joins us at 7:35. He's accustomed to giving fiery speeches before the UN. But has any of his speeches stood up to what President Trump did yesterday? And then Stephen Farnsworth joins us at 8:05 this morning to break down that gubernatorial debate in Virginia. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnese alongside Mary Walter.
Parents are up getting their kids off to school. So let's just talk about school news. Let's go back to Rolling Stone and UVA. We talked about this yesterday. Rolling Stone going up for sale on the 50th anniversary of the magazine. Well, some more bad news. There were many lawsuits, a couple that were put forward after the Rolling Stone piece came out about the alleged rape at the University of Virginia at a fraternity. Well, there were three fraternity members who also sued, and they were rejected. Their suits were rejected, saying that, you know, you can't, that the details about the attackers are too vague and remote from the plaintiff's circumstances to be of concerning to them. So these three guys took it higher. They went to an appeals court. And Judge Catherine Forrest, sitting on the Second Circuit panel, decided that the lower court prematurely rejected the claims of two of the young men. The third one she upheld and said, you can't really tell who you are from that. But the other two, she said, yeah, based on descriptions and the evidence that they brought forward, that people could probably tell these two guys their identity in this piece. So now their two lawsuits can go forward now. So Rolling Stone has another problem on its hands.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't know. How much money does Rolling Stone have to cough up? It seems like not that much. This is like in that game, I'm not sure if you've ever played this, Mary, but in Grand Theft Auto, when you kill somebody, then you start kicking their body and money's coming out of it, and you just keep kicking it and kicking it and kicking it. Eventually, no money comes out. Rolling Stone is the dead body, and it's been kicked thoroughly. It's been sued over and over because of this story, and no more money's coming out. And I don't think, I mean, no matter how many people get added to this lawsuit, it just seems like they just, I don't even know if they've got the cash to afford it.
Well, they may not, but I think if nothing else, it gives them, these young men were defamed. What happened to them is terrible. And I think that you know, they say, at least I want my day in court. I want my day. I want to be vindicated. And I get that. So they may not get a boatload of money out of Rolling Stone, but I don't even think in a lot of these situations, I'm not a big believer in money makes
you
whole. I don't know if money makes you whole.
Relitigating this Rolling Stone thing, there were a lot of sins committed around this. It wasn't just Rolling Stone's report that was sinful. It was the way that the press at large credulously treated that report, despite some glaring holes in the reporting, and in fact condemned people who questioned it. I mean, you remember this? In the early days, there were a couple people who were brave enough to be like, hey, this Rolling Stone report, this supposed rape at UVA, something doesn't sound right here. How dare you question a survivor? How dare you question an allegation like this? Who are you? And sure enough, the whole thing fell apart.
And by the way, do we know the identity of Jackie, the woman who started this whole thing? Do we know her true identity?
Why do I feel like we do? But I mean, again, we should, right?
Right, we should. We absolutely should. Who started this ball rolling? You know, and why is this, you know, this person should be held accountable. But all right, let's move on because we have a lot of school news. So in the San Francisco Bay Area, there are some private high schools that have gotten together and they've decided that the letter grades A through F are outdated. And instead, they're creating transcripts with details about each student's achievements. Now, they didn't just throw the grading system away. They've created a consortium and they are reaching out to colleges to make sure that they provide the best method. They come up with the best method for calculating students' achievements and that the admissions offices of colleges are okay with this. So at least they're doing their due diligence first. They do want to do away with the concept of letter grades entirely, but it will be a choice. So rather than receiving a letter grade, students are going to get a review from a teacher. So instead of a B, it's more of a narrative. They'll get a pie chart that illustrates which skills the student has mastered. And then below that pie chart will be descriptions of their earned credits that are tailored to that individual student.
Uh-huh.
So students, once this is implemented, it's 14 Bay Area schools that are participating in this. Students can choose between traditional grades or what is being called the mastery transcript model.
Oh, stop. Stop. This is all a euphemism for grading is too mean. It's too mean to have to live up to a letter grade. Like, oh, people are just going for the A. Yeah, by studying. How do you get the A? Come on, let's think this through. So everybody gets a pie now? Like,
well, I think what
you get a pie chart addressing your performance.
I think what they're saying is that you're not necessarily learning the concepts; you're learning to the test, as opposed to actually learning the material.
Sure, because like mankind came up with a kind of a creative way of assessing knowledge, and it's test taking. I mean, I'm not a good test taker. Okay, there's a couple of people who I buy that for, but for the most part, failing to test well generally means you just failed to study well. You're not prepared. So, sorry, it's cold and it's hard, but, like, I don't know, life needs to be a little bit like that, especially in school, where you're supposed to be prepared for, I don't know, the real world.
I like the idea that it's a choice, that they're not imposing it on everyone, they're giving you a choice.
Are you going to be able to put your pie chart on your resume?
You have all these addendums.
Send
your
pie chart in.
And my favorite story, Vince, you're going to love this. San Diego University, a sociology class there. Students can earn extra credit if they take a quiz to determine their level of white privilege. It's a questionnaire with 20 questions that aims to illustrate that racial privilege is only one form of privilege. And at the end of the quiz, they have to answer questions in order to get the extra credit about their whiteness and how that whiteness gives them a boatload of privilege.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, good luck figuring out if you're white or not. It's an interesting assessment. 544 here on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. While celebrating the 70th birthday of the U.S. Air Force, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump saluted airmen and their families during a visit last week to Joint Base Andrews. During his remarks, the president said, quote,
Thank you for keeping America proud, strong, safe, and free. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start first in Northwest D.C., Connecticut Avenue between L and M for an incident. Still watch for rescue units on the scene there. A little bit better news for you coming in from the west on Route 7. The delay that we had after the Georgetown Pike has eased. We had the earlier three-car crash there. It looks like out of the travel lanes. We're getting by with not too much of a problem. 66, here we come through the Manassas interchanges, Centerville. Normal delays forming. 270, no, this is not normal. Heavy delays began early because of the overnight construction project near 109. Looks like it's now wrapped up, but overall out of Frederick and down toward 109 Hyattstown, about 45 minutes, callers are telling me, to get through that stretch with bailout onto 355 as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No threats as we look at Jose continuing to spin off to the east. Seems like that thing just needs to go away. And it will, eventually. Some clouds this morning, and then we'll get into clearing quickly. Some already have clear sky. As we get into the afternoon, up to a warm 88. Tonight, mainly clear, 68. Thursday, mainly sunny, 87. Average high this time of year is 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees in the nation's capital, 546 on WMAL. So there's the Lincoln Memorial apparently has come under some attack here, which is a sad state of affairs. Somebody took a penny to it, Mary. They apparently took a penny and scraped in some letters into the Lincoln Memorial, which, I mean, on first blush, you're like, okay, doesn't sound like that bad, right? You scratch some marble, you may be able to fix that, right? Apparently, it's damaging and not good. Here's Cut 14. This is a Park Service conservator, Justine Bello, talking about this damage.
It was incised into the surface of the stone, so that's a departure from the previous graffiti that we experienced, which is more on the surface. So this does represent permanent damage to the historic fabric of the memorial, so that is troubling.
And here's NBC reporting on the crime.
He's charged with felony destruction of property. The letters are hard to see, but they're believed to be Cyrillic letters spelling out his name. Bakharov is a student from the Kyrgyzstan Republic. The damage he wrought is serious. He used a Lincoln penny.
Of course he did. Did he use an Indian penny? I mean, yeah, he probably used a Lincoln penny. You've got the situation here. He mentioned the name. This is Nurtzelek Bakharov. He's a 21-year-old student from the Kyrgyz Republic, and he was arrested and charged with malicious destruction of property. He was caught by an officer. U.S. Park Police say an officer caught the suspect using the penny to engrave eight letters here. It says "Hypt Make," HYPT MAEK, into the fifth pillar on the north side of the Lincoln Memorial. The Park Service said its conservation team was determining the best practice now to fix the structure. Not easy to fix. This is not like, you know, using Graffiti Be Gone or whatever they used in order to get spray paint off of these things. He really dug into this thing and created an issue here. I've seen some reports that he could be looking up to 10 years in prison for this type of felony vandalism.
He's 21 years old. How do you not know any better at the age of 21? So, and I understand that 21-year-olds in general do stupid stuff, and especially, no offense to anybody, 21-year-old men aren't necessarily fully baked yet. They do dumb stuff, but they don't talk about him being with anybody else. This looks like he was by himself. They didn't arrest anyone else in connection with this. I just don't understand how that in your brain doesn't say, huh, I probably shouldn't do this. He does have a lawyer. His lawyer did not, as far as I know, make any kind of comments at this point. So he does have a lawyer, but I just don't get it. How do you not know?
Here's well, he says he didn't. This isn't crazy. He He said, when the cop caught him, am I in trouble for doing this?
Am I?
He said, am I in trouble for doing this?
Well,
and then he tried to walk away, and the officer said, stop. And then he kept walking, and he said, stop. He ordered him a second time, and he finally did stop. And he was, again, charged with destruction of property. They say that it could cost approximately $2,000 to start doing a polishing process on the monument, which will actually cause permanent damage to the monument. So the beginning, like, we're talking at the very lowest, four figures, but I bet you it could get much higher just to fix this thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure his lawyer, when he or she does make a statement, will say, well, you know, there are no signs that say you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't vandalize.
There's no signs that say you probably shouldn't, you know, scrape something into the side of the Lincoln Memorial. So, you know, he didn't know.
I don't know where you get the idea in your head that you should.
This is why we should be allowed to tattoo stupid people so you see them coming, I'm just saying.
Just put that, whatever he was scraping into the monument, just scrape that into his forehead.
And then you know when you see him coming.
Let's find out what Al Rushmo thinks about all these people today.
For the last 20 years, the whole world has been able to witness the destruction of Venezuela, and they did it to themselves. It used to be a stable, economically healthy democracy with oil behind the economy. And then Hugo Chavez came in and socialism. And in 20 years, the country is literally starving. Maduro is blaming Trump for this, not Hugo Chavez. You know why? Well, Trump put sanctions on him a month ago. That supposedly is an economic war. That doesn't explain 20 years of decline. Blaming Trump didn't solve the starvation problem either. So Maduro just announced a plan. In addition to telling his people to start growing food on their rooftops and their balconies, the government demands that citizens breed rabbits. That's right, rabbits. Venezuela's urban agriculture minister helped Maduro announce the rabbit plan. He said the country has a cultural problem because we've been taught that rabbits are cute pets. He said a rabbit is not a pet. It's a 5-pound piece of meat that's very high in protein with no cholesterol. So there you have it. The socialist Venezuelan government, self-destruction on parade, is now going to cure mass starvation caused by socialism by demanding their starving people breed and eat rabbits. Hey, Bugs. What's up, Doc?
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst. Listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k. But a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Kids.
also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's 5:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, we're cruising along I-95 and then stalling out, a broken down southbound 95 right near 216. So it's giving us some early delays before you even get to Route 32. So keep alert. Again, broken down car and crews tell me that they are at the scene there. On 270, it was the overnight paving project southbound 270 at 109 and the cones a little after 5 o'clock, late to be picked up. And we're slow out of Frederick now down toward Urbana and 109, 355 with the bailout traffic. And do watch in Northwest. They're still with the incident on Connecticut Avenue between L and M Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No threats as we look at Jose continuing to spin off to the east. Seems like that thing just needs to go away. And it will, eventually. Some clouds this morning, and then we'll get into clearing quickly. Some already have clear sky. As we get into the afternoon, up to a warm 88. Tonight, mainly clear, 68. Thursday, mainly sunny, 87. Average high this time of year is 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 71 degrees, 5:56 on WMAL.
News we just don't get anywhere else.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is a magnificent thing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Thank you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Last year, corporate data breaches were up 40%. This year, it could be worse. Find out if your data is at risk with a free dark web email scan, only from Experian. In less than a minute, you'll know if your identity is at risk. Go to Experian.com/scan to help keep your identity yours with Experian.
The domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell has been the partner men can count on for over 25 years. Hello, my name's Joe Cordell. Over those years, tens of thousands of guys across America and now in the UK have turned to Cordell & Cordell when everything was on the line. We're proud of that expression of trust, but we know the responsibility that comes with it. Our tremendous growth is the result of our tremendous commitment, to a core set of values and an obsession with client care. If we ever lose that focus, we'll cease to be the partner that guys will count on. We get that. So you can be sure that our focus over the next 25 years will stay on those values that got us where we are and that our clients have come to expect.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial.
They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance, but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out CornerstoneFirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or CornerstoneFirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by Cal Thomas. We'll get his take on the Graham Cassidy bill and also what he thought of President Trump's speech to the UN yesterday.
And the president brought a lot of slaps to that speech. Were there slaps in that governor's debate in Virginia?